It's the WP Minute, or is it the e-commerce minute? Today's special episode is brought to you by Dave Rodenbaugh, a producer over at the WP Minute. If you're interested in joining, go to buymeacoffee.com/Matt Report, join that producer role, and get your hand involved in the weekly WordPress news. Dave's episode today is covering e-commerce in the broader sense of WordPress, WooCommerce, and all across the board. You'll look for more episodes from Dave in the not-so-distant future. And what a week to introduce content like this, because we have a ton of Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals just hovering around the Twitter space. I just see more deals are starting to flood my inbox and flood my Twitter timeline. That you might be thinking, boy, what is the actual size of this market? What do I have to do if I'm a store owner to prepare myself a little bit better? And what should I look out for if I'm just an innocent bystander getting hit by all of these coupons? Dave does a fantastic job in this 5-minute piece today. Hope you enjoy it. Don't forget to share this on social media. Join the WP Minute over at thewpminute.com. Okay, here's about 5 minutes of Dave talking about e-commerce, WooCommerce, Black Friday deals, and how the industry is getting bigger than we think.
Hi, I'm Dave Rodenbaugh. I'm one of the producers at the WP Minute, so you'll be hearing from me from time to time about the world of e-commerce and how WordPress in general and WooCommerce in particular are impacted by the events and decisions in commerce. I'm going to call this spot the e-commerce minute. You might be wondering why you should listen to me here. That's a totally fair question. I founded my company Recapture 5 years ago because I saw email marketing for e-commerce that lacked a solution that was something the average store owner could manage on their own. Since we started doing this, we've helped small and large businesses reclaim over $182 million from abandoned carts and additional sales that we've generated on their stores, something that people still struggle with today, and we hope that we can help a lot of different people in the future. With WooCommerce at a gross merchant volume of approximately $21 billion so far in 2021, if I were to hazard a conservative guess in the WordPress ecosystem, I would expect that around $2 billion has already been lost to abandoned carts so far this year. That's a huge, huge problem. Based on public statistics from 2020 showing that Shopify processed 4% of their total annual sales on the Black Friday Cyber Monday week, I would expect some similar levels within WooCommerce this year, which puts the estimated sales for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and WooCommerce at around $840 million. Let me just say that number again. $840 million will represent the total sales on the conservative side for all of WooCommerce in 2021. That is a lot on the table for just 1 week's worth of sales. Now, the average store sees about a 69% abandoned cart rate, according to Baymard Research. So why in the world does that happen? Well, the top reasons, according to Baymard in 2021, and first we want to ignore all of those that are saying that they were just browsing, the tire kickers. We're going to throw them away right off the bat. The number one reason, according to 49% of the respondents, was that the extra costs were too high, things like shipping, tax, and fees. The next one, at almost half that amount, was that the site wanted me to create an account at 24%. After that, delivery was too slow at 19%, too long, complicated checkout process at 18%, didn't trust the site with my credit card at 17%, couldn't see and calculate the total order cost up front at 17%. Below that, there's some technical reasons like the return policy was weird and the website had errors and not enough payment methods and credit card decline, but we'll ignore those because I don't think those are the ones that are really driving this here. The top reason for almost half the respondents was surprise fees, taxes, or shipping. Lack of trust was really the second main category there, things like didn't trust them with my credit card, slow delivery, creating the account. If you're going to fight abandoned carts this Black Friday, Cyber Monday, you're going to need to handle these issues up front in every way possible. So that's going to involve things like making your checkout page super clear, call out every single fee you can with shipping and tax estimates, and putting those calculators right in a place that the customers can't miss them. Simplifying your form so that you only collect relevant information. Here's a perfect example. People put both the shipping and the billing address as separate sets of fields. You don't need that. If their billing address is the same as the shipping, just give them a little checkbox and let them hide that entire piece of the form altogether. Simplifies things quite a bit right up front. Sending reminder emails to bring back people is going to make a huge, huge difference here this year. And this is the time of the year that you don't want to be shy about sending email. The data that we have at Recapture showed that stores who send 3 emails instead of just 1 are going to recover on average 100% more than those who just send 1 email. Now, the question you ask yourself, what is it that you should be sending out there? Well, you've got all of these questions in your customer's mind, according to Baymart. So you should be answering those questions in those emails right up front. Tell them about the shipping options. If there are lower cost carriers, tell them about those. Give them a list of your FAQs and your support information. So if there's a concern that you missed, they can get that addressed with you right away. And most definitely, you want to tell them about your testimonials and your best reviews. They need a reason to trust you. They need to see trust badges. They need to see reviews and social proof. If you're not putting this right in front of your customer's face, they're going to walk away and go to somebody else. They're not going to be able to trust you if you don't give them proof that you're legitimate. Emails are going to be your best defense against losing customers to these very fixable problems during the holiday season. So if you're putting out a deal this Black Friday, or you're working for clients that are going to be doing that, it's certainly something you need to think about. I hope you found this tidbit useful, and I look forward to more tips about the wider aspects of online business in the coming months here. Tweet at the WP Minute if there are any e-commerce topics you'd like some insight on. Until next time.
Thanks, Dave. I know I'm a little bit smarter now about the e-commerce space and how big WooCommerce is really getting. If you want to support content like this and keep it free for listeners like you and others, go to buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. Buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. That's how you can join the yearly membership, get access to our private Discord, get your hand in the weekly WordPress news, just like Dave and others. You know what else to do? Share this episode on your social media. It's another great way to support the cause. We'll see you in the next episode.